The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
We've got a studio full of guests where we're going to chat to Alex in just a wee while. We've got Chloe. She's going to tell us all about her trip to Scotland. But first of all, we're going to say hello, good morning to the newest recruit who looks absolutely terrified.
Yes.
So morning, Amy. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Sure?
Yes, just about.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 20 years old. I live in Newport on the Isle of Wight. I'm autistic. I have three siblings. I have a dog called Stanley. I love acting. I love true crime. I have a whole load of interests, really. I talk quite a lot when I'm comfortable. And I am shaking right now, got very nervous, but when I get comfortable, I will talk non-stop.
Well, you just did.
I know. I did that because I'm anxious. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be fine. Where do I start? Let's start with Stanley. What a cool name for a dog.
I know, right? Well, Stanley is very special to me. We've had him for about 10 years now, and I got him when I was about 11. I don't know his exact breed. We got him from a family friend, and yeah, he's just one of the best things in my life. He's so cute. He's very loud. He doesn't like people, but he's very protective of us. He
Unless
sleeps
they feed
next
him.
To me. Yeah, he's like my best friend.
Oh, good. Has he got a nickname or is he just Stanley?
He's Stan.
Stan.
Yeah.
Stan.
Stan.
Good. Excellent.
He's also going blind. So
oh,
that's
no.
A bit sad.
So,
yeah.
Oh, wow. How yeah. old is he? He's about 10 years old, you say?
I think he's 12.
12. Does he have a birthday? Do you like celebration?
Well,
do you like celebrate?
We've celebrated over the past few days. We think his birthday's around the 28th of August.
Right,
but we're not
okay.
entirely sure.
So Stan's had a bit of a party then?
Yes.
Excellent. So did all the siblings go?
Yes.
So they're
they
siblings.
Did.
See, I never use that expression, siblings. It's always brother or sister.
Brother or sister.
Sibling
yeah.
sounds just weird, doesn't it? Well,
yeah,
to me it
siblings.
Does. But anyway, we've got brothers, sisters.
I've got two brothers. One of them I don't see because they live on the mainland and I don't really have much of a relationship with him, especially now that my dad's passed away. And my sister is, what's she, 13? My younger brother is 16 and my older brother is in his 30s.
All right. Sorry to hear about your dad.
Yeah, it was quite tough. Very sudden. Happened in May of this year. Was not expecting it whatsoever. It's been
okay.
a very tough few months.
What sort of music do you like?
Music is my favourite thing in the entire world. It's kind of why I'm here. I love all genres, mostly pop and R&B, but obviously, yeah.
Go on, chuck some
genre.
Artists at us. Chuck some
Ariana Grande, One Direction, Harry Styles, Taylor Swift, Lola Young, Madison Beer, Sabrina Carpenter, ABBA, anything really.
There's a mix there.
I love
ABBA.
Yeah, my taste is very varied. I don't really understand people that just listen to one artist and that's it. I get quite bored, I think.
What's your favourite ABBA track?
Ooh, probably... Oh, that's a very hard question.
Sorry.
I'm trying to think. What's that one? It's not Knowing Me, Knowing You.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't Name that... of the Game.
What's...
Name
oh, right.
of the Game. That's my favourite.
Name of the Game. All right.
Love
okay.
that song.
Okay. So what do you want to do with your life then? You're 20 now. Where do you see yourself? What do you want to do?
Well, I'm extremely passionate about acting. When I was younger, I was really into the idea of hairdressing.
Right.
But it's not really for me. A bit boring, to be honest. So definitely acting, and I'm also very passionate about mental health because I have mental health issues. I have OCD, anxiety, depression, just about all of it. And obviously the autism doesn't help as well, so I'm very passionate about helping people. So any way I can help people, I'm happy.
Okay, well, look, you're in the right place.
Yeah.
Because we need to boost your confidence and communication stuff.
Yeah.
And we also, you in return, you make more people aware of, you know, what
yeah.
what people have, everyday issues and problems that they have to overcome.
Every day I wake up, and obviously I have my own struggles, and I wake up and I think, I really want to make a difference. I really want to make people feel less alone, and I'm not really sure how... I've not really been sure how to do that, but I feel like this could be a good opportunity.
Talking about it
helps. To like raise awareness for things like OCD, which doesn't really get talked about much, or body dysmorphia or health anxiety. I have health anxiety, so I feel like that could be a really good thing to talk about and raise awareness for.
Well, look, I'm looking forward to spending some time over, with you over the next few weeks, months. Okay, mm-hmm. Thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it.